Cain and Abel. Adam called his wife Eve because she was the mother of all living people. She gave birth to Cain and said, God has given me a boy. And then she gave birth to Abel. And Abel became somebody who looked after sheep, whereas Cain was a man who worked the ground like a farmer. One day it happened that Cain brought some of what he had grown as an offering to the Lord, while Abel brought as an offering the fattest and best lamb. God was pleased with Abel, and he accepted his offering, but he did not accept Cain's offering. Cain was angry about this, and he pulled a bad face.
He offered the best of his flock. He offered the very best to God.
Which is what we should do.
Yes.
God said to him, Cain, why are you looking like that? Why are you so angry? Cain wouldn't answer. But he went out into the field and rose up against his brother Abel and killed him. And God said to Cain, where is Abel, your brother? I don't know, said Cain. Am I my brother's keeper? Oh, what have you done, said God. The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the soil. The earth itself, which has swallowed your brother's blood, now cries out against you. You shall be cursed, and from now on, whenever you work the ground, it won't give its strength to you. You will just be a vagabond, a wanderer on the face of the earth. Oh, my punishment is more than I can bear, complained Cain. You've driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from your face I shall be hid. I will just be a wanderer on the earth, and whoever finds me will kill me. But on whoever kills Cain, revenge will be taken seven times over, said God. And so the Lord set a mark upon Cain, so that anyone finding him would not kill him. Cain went out after that from God's presence and lived in the land of Nod to the east of Eden. Later, Cain took a wife, and she gave birth to a son whom they called Enoch. And Cain built a city and named it after Enoch. From Enoch have been descended those who have tents and cattle and who can play well on musical instruments. Meanwhile, Eve had another son, and she called him Seth, for God had given him to her in place of Abel. And in Seth, God blessed Adam with a son who resembled his father. Adam lived to a great age, and Eve had many more sons and daughters. And so people began to multiply on the earth, and many generations followed from Adam and Eve. And in the ninth generation, there was a man called Noah, who was a righteous man, the most faithful of all the men of his time, and he lived by God's rules. He had three sons called Shem, Ham, and Japheth. So you can see from all that how God simply wanted obedience, and he wanted the blood of an animal to be poured out, because that pointed forward to Jesus, and because it showed that they realized they'd been naughty, that they'd sinned, and that they needed to pour out blood to show that they were going to give their lives. But Cain didn't want to do that. He just wanted to offer what was convenient for him. And that's why God didn't accept it.
Noah was the, best man kind of person who had lived ever since the world had been made. And then you read on to find the big flood.
The big flood.
Yeah. Because a big flood...
And the big flood is going to be our next story.
Yeah.